Blog Talk Radio.
I got a pickup truck. Let me take it upstairs. Now I'm in the store. I have one. $10 for the parking, dude. I got left in the airport.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes,
Thank you.
Trey. Where did you have to measure exactly? Yeah, we're going to talk with you. Yeah, sure. Yeah. 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 I think I have
Right. Listen, they're pulling all those piles out. They take them out and the energy is getting involved.
Tiles are ceiling things.
Ceiling
tiles. Tiles, yes, these
ceiling tiles
are cool.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the ones are very cold.
Those are really good.
Yeah. I know.
The bus man.
I hope I get a job. I have a
coffee.
Sure. Logging, right?
right?
Well,
what do we preach it?
Oh, see, I got close to a little fire show. How'd you get it?
I'm telling you, look. You need to go with it.
I got a shirt from, it's downstairs, I bought it from the police store over here. I put 17 there. And I bought, I'm in Manhattan, I went to a store and they're selling shirts, you know? So where are those shirts? I bought a shirt.
Let's go get into the picture to look at. All the pipes are right up against you, the wall. All the people want to take.
They
might be even better off flashing than what's there. You know? Might be better off to plaster the holes that are there. Fill them with plaster.
Right.
Yeah. Right. The pipes won't go right up against the wall. Right? There's really no room to slide anything behind them. To get in there because the other pipes coming in the waist coming out of an angle. Tell them the shit show. Nothing's easy. I caught something.
Wrong duty.
You can slide over to your spot, I think.
Yeah, you're right. We go over there. It's right here. I don't know if it's coming down. It's coming down. Or, yes, boy. You're out.
You know what's good? It's worth it. John's got it in the ball. That's sensitive. It's like going to walk. You walk in the room.
Yeah, that's what that
electric
was saying. He did that.
Yeah.
And the whole life. He wanted to play and be friends, and he didn't want to bother.
Whoa. I thought they got along on one time or another.
That was fun.
When you're small, didn't they get along better?
Yeah, they get along.
I'm sure he knows his name, so he's best of all to make it.
He says
he's
got
Yes, he does. But I also have to go to the program tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
I
just think that's not happening
to us. Weight 55. Weight loss, for women, by women. Get protein-powered meals delivered to your door, including hearty inspirations meals that control hunger from
the food.
A little more work than just changing the files. Try a little around and then see what else we're going to deal with.
We take it one part at a time.
Yes, you will, Eugene.
And I get to early out in the front and take it to the back.
Worry about theft of your mail and packages.
You know how the garbage thing goes.
Wouldn't it be great if you can manage and reach your mail from a distance, on vacation, or abroad?
Okay, I'm done. You
guys have met that one there.
You're calling or getting in the car? Are there times when you would love to have another address or phone number to use instead of your home address and personal number? We can help with your complete digital mailbox from one postal line.
Manage
your mail and lots more. All in one place, 24/7, from anywhere. You choose a mailbox address and thousands of shipping stores.
That's the new
cancer. When your mail
arrives,
we take a picture of the envelope or package, upload it to your account, and notify. I thought I would meet it by 10 o'clock. Computer, tablet, or smartphone, and easily tell us what you want to do with each item, such as open and scan, to read or store documents, forward letters or packages, shred or discard unwanted items. We do the rest. Add a phone line to forward calls and listen to voicemail messages. Receive a fax. Create folders to stay organized.
All they want is the phone dial to the cloud. You can take phone call.
You love it.
They're taking better line. As long as we call HRA. So, I come down to get my itinerary for the week. My counselor says, I'm ready for you right now. It's not. So says the guy, can you give me the, oh, they're going to be HRA. Who's waiting for me right now? They're going to do that right now. 20 people in the lobby all want to go out for small. And I'm trying to do it, and it picks up their voices and slows everything off. Let me do this later. It's not everybody's here.
No, you got to do it right now.
This is, I can't, this is an awful. That's why I'm asking you to do it later.
Going out last week, I'm 4 and 6.
because he's got to wait for 6:30. I said, I can't, I'm going to come back. Oh, no, no, you got to wait for 6:30. I told him when I come back. It was a day, it was 10 o'clock at night. I got a 6 o'clock bus. I can't be a couple with that. But of course, at 6 o'clock, it's worth it to get the first one to make a call. It was 6 by 10 o'clock. And don't clown. Not even third. Take a couple minutes to go. We say, no, no, Dad, you're first. No, no, I'm first, I'm like that. I feel it. I'm going to talk to you. You guys aren't even in there. You guys are like that. That's it. Hey. I'm working with those small parts and working with the children. You know, that's what they're out there. That's what they're
out there.
Exactly what they're out there. I don't like telling you that. They're only telling mothers that they're going to come back. Boy, they want to do something. Yeah. Yeah. They got to be able to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday, school party, my, playing the song. So I have to have 10 minutes.
Oh, I guess that's what you're talking about. Yeah,
you give somebody a chance a lot of times, you give up on them for whatever reason. You believe you did actually have a reason, so, and you try to be right, you never give a chance. Regardless of who they are, your own family.
Listen, Bob, one thing you should
be pushing
is you're not even capable.
Are you calling me a work enemy?
I'm a good guy. You're good,
I'm a great guy.
You play the curtain.
You're a little older than me.
My friend. You're right, you think. I'll
say it clear. I think he's a pain in the ass.
What's the thing you say? You're all right, Alex.
I can see you.
I like to make you know. Of course. Well, you know what? You don't ever run away. You come back with some little black guy there.
Yeah,
I'm going to
Thank you.
Because my buddy took my luggage in the house, bought my luggage to his house, and he said, I'll be back to pick up my check from here. Came back here and bought my luggage.
Semi-retired. I know semi-retired workers.
No, you can't be semi-retired.
Yes, you can. Yeah. If you work at something, a pen game.
Which I love when I find out that one of my favorite movies is also super amazing as a person. The real thing is that a big chunk of your budget goes to pension. Because they get a big funded by the shipping company. It's their tax money, they're different.
Yeah.
They're totally funded by that.
Sure.
And they're trying to, I think it's New Jersey's trying to pull out, or New York's trying to pull out.
Wow.
Of the deal. So it's all like up in the air. But he said they can't get new people. They can't pay new people like they pay them shit.
Wow.
He says they get good money because they're qualified, experienced investigators. He says, otherwise, we wouldn't do that shit, but they want to work for these other guys. But he can't get a pension from them. He'll probably end up with 20 years with them, but he won't get a pension with them. Because he's getting the New York City pension.
These people come out of retirement and work. Look at she did.
Yeah. Yeah, she's working hard.
Damn right. Learn that book. I know it's
a mental institution. It's just primarily for life.
Oh, yeah.
There's ratchet.
My sister had for 30 years.
Michael Jackson, remember him?
And that was a great contribution. But when it's a certain amount of time to feel like there's a lot of things that matter, the soul is kind of full time.
You said you come down.
What do you put on the floor down there? When? It might be a good time to start paying stuff to get out of here.
Yeah.
But I'm doing this.
Yeah, that's what I say.
If you could get a test in at that pool table, clean up would be ideal. But I could work with that.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then take up the board and everybody
plays pool and
came up
here to the room. How did that pool table get down there? Not very much.
Yeah, please. Okay. Yeah, of course.
How many you got? Because this is my hair strand now. This is my hair strand. Hair strand. Let me see. I thought you were making it.
It's signed up for tomorrow. What's the name on the list? You have one of those posters at the house, and you put it in, and it goes on a little conveyor, and it drops out the bottom. The market's open. You put these on there, they do. Some of these morons, they put one roll over their coat, one on the brick, and they put it in there. And then they put these on stuff and put it in there. Make a mess out of this. So let them. What are they doing with this? If you don't think these people have to do this properly, you're sick. You're going to sanitize the machine.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Yeah.
Keep doors open on either side of it. And it's not high pressure water, like real hot water. So this is everything off. And you've got to wash them first and put it in there. So they have that in Joey's place, too. And they don't do that. They don't need the hot water to cool the dishes. And you get greased up. But nobody controls them how to do it. You dump them in there, tell them what to do. It's not your house doing it, you know? Do it yourself. Somebody gets sick and come back and bite them in the neck. You try to blame somebody, you need to be great as all right. I don't know.
Jay didn't say nothing. He's with their business from Mega State. He's going to be here for the rest of the
whole.
Be quiet.
I'm coming to see you now.
What?
Yeah. Come here to see mom. That's what I'm going to say.
He's talking to the area. My dad went, oh, shit, it's the guy who's really locked out. Now,
it's going to be. I'm going to
get a drink without me.
No, you. No, no, you did.
I get it. So you think
Tell me why you do all these balking.
I had a meal.
Thank you.
I'm here 15 months. So, she's got to go.
I feel like just people that's like coming off.
He's got a job, and he's got another one, and he's got a bag. That's the main culprit they want to get rid of. And I got sucked into that void. So my counselor's like, I don't want to fuck with you. He says, I know because I do everything right, right? Randy got caught signing out for work for 3 weeks. Finally, the counselor said, where the fuck your pay stuff? Where are your pay stuff? Oh, I don't have it. You don't have it. The last 3 weeks, you promised me pay stuff. For the last 6 weeks, of what? You don't have any?
No, I don't really have a good worker.
I really have a good worker. She said, why don't you stay up the whole time? Come on. Yeah, where do you go?
Whatever you want. Hey.
And then after that happened, when I'm walking out of the morning to go to work, and I got all my clothes on to go to work, and my shoes and all my yard.
Counselor? Fucking no
one. My counselor. Nobody's walking up for you. I can't even. I'm going out to work on the fucking.
That's all right. I've been a patient for 3 years.
What kind of stuff?
A patient?
Yes, I agree with that.
Yes, you haven't been a doctor.
Sure.
Yeah. I was back in the day when I was in Vinci's jail. Don't
tell him
you
love
me.
What did you want to be?
No.
You're doing a big renovation up
there.
Oh. Rebuilding new.
I remember there was one place that actually closed down because it was freezing.
Willowbrook was one, I know that years ago.
Yeah.
Aldo Rivera.
Because they had a lot of kids there, and they were
reading on
the car over there.
Yeah.
They were throwing
kids and people to
sleep on the floor.
Yep. He told all that. That was his claim.
Somebody,
that's when he was part of the eyewitness
meeting. Yeah, I remember somebody was telling me it was like a relative of theirs. the wife had, I don't know, she wanted the kid and to work on the husband while he was at work. But she must have bounced against the walls and did whatever. Probably the police looked for her ass and was never found her. So he wound up inside of probably the walls. And the only one that could go to see him was his paternal grandmother. She went to see him. She had somebody drive for this. They're getting up in there. And she says it was disgraceful, you know, to leave there and see it.
Yeah.
She let him see her like that, but she would leave there so upset and, you know, think, what kind of treatment? And I they would bring clothes and stuff like that, give him some rags.
Yeah.
But, you know, he would pull out, find stuff for them, and as
a baby, you know, give it anything.
Yeah, I've seen you. You know, how much money do you really got?
Yep.
And she lives in housing, so we know there's women in home. And she says, finally, she's a father. But he never spoke to anybody himself. Well, because they were trying to find the father, her son. Because they wanted him to put the bill in the place. Like, why is he going to put the bill when it was the wife that drove him there? You know, and in fact, he was in, his insurance didn't cover anything like that. It's back in the day, insurance didn't cover that.
No. Well, don't feel like that, never.
No. And, so, you know, he could never say he's father, like, you know, somebody else or somebody. Or whatever. But when they finally transferred to the place where they got, you know, most of the treatment, where it was a family.
This place is never fucking work. It was the woman. You know, actually, they were called sanitarium, right?
Yeah.
When I was in Cornerstone, I was looking at one of the boards had like their licenses on it. Mm-hmm. License of the sanitarium. It's still in technical appointment business. Mm-hmm. I don't call it West Bay Sanitation. Cops were there last night for something, too.
They didn't put the sign on my phone. They were taking it off to the and they put it back up. Over here around the corner. They have first floor, second floor, right? They did an extension on the house. I thought it was maybe they were
they give you trouble for
something. They extension on the house making it bigger. They call it a two family house. They have first floor, second floor, they have cellar and cellar one and cellar two underneath. So here's the basement and cell basement.
Well,
yeah, but can't water get through? That's all.
What?
You're talking about the guy over here?
Yeah.
Well, he can get a front, can't he?
You can't, that's his problem.
Yeah, but then he can get a front because he has it that way.
Why would he have a front?
The brain.
You think, I'm sure he does a French kind or something again, but whatever. But he has, when I saw this, I went one cell or two. It's like, how's that? Because
the apartments are like one on top of the other. The second
apartment's like next to you. We went to a long walk. We told you we would have sold it. She was young. Really big girl. Really hot. Everybody was like checking her out and everything else. She showed it and she gives us a paper. It states like top floor income, the first floor income, and the basement. She's like, it's full. So we go down and look at the basement. We have to go around the back door, open up one of those bulkhead doors, and go down that way. And I'm walking around like that. So, all little 8x10 like cells. He goes, Jesus, he went, who the fuck is selling the tracer? This is insane. And she's like, well, what do you think of it? She's like, yeah, hit it with it. This is a legal work family, right? She said, no, this is a legal work family. It's like three families. Ooh, that's going to make me act pretty quick, huh? She says, what do you think? I see an open town right there. It's wide open town. Yes, no, that is beautiful.
You
don't get in that house. Why? Because you break more often. I'm not eating. I'm not eating. This place. But they don't like, this is the information they give you, how much income there is on this place. It's not even legal. This is how
you Spanish do it. Open and packing in the place. Well, it's like that place. Right over there. But I'm not picking up. But they have a thing where you go downstairs to a basement apartment. But I think
that's
only
you need to regress the outside air. Meaning these stairs back the back door. It's not sufficient. These stairs don't count.
Mm-hmm.
It's not outside air. You need two exits from outside air.
Mm-hmm.
And windows of a certain 90 inches.
Yeah, deep breaths. That's the whole problem. I can't even put a deep breath in right now.
No,
it's the driver.
Yeah.
See, I know my friend's house, the one that sold their house. They did a... basically, they showed the kids, instead of just going down the basement, that way, I don't know if they carry off, but out in the yard, the backyard, like say, it would be over there, they made the staircase there to go down. It's out of the driveway,
yeah.
And they could still go down.
Well, our windows are stuck in the roof.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're here for. And two major egress to outside air. Two staircases outside air.
Mm-hmm.
These people are okay. They just pump them in there. The husband and wife will go and rent, oh, we'll take the whole house. And then they'll rent everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll divide it all up. He wants it one family.
Yeah.
They're making it to eight different families. 24 different people.
Sound.
Oh, see,
the Chinese person to buy, they know all the Chinese plants. They don't complain about that. A lot of Spanish people did that.
Yes.
They buy a house and
they
rent out rooms
to
family.
Yes. Well, yes. Yeah. People don't say, they don't want to use contracts. We're not going to say anything. That's not the point. If you're paying tax, they pay on the tax, they don't want any cost. So they pretend to that thing. Because they look like
that. So you open it like that. It's like the one over here. Okay?
Yeah.
The window. It's an attic apartment.
Yeah. My son was in fire department in County Jamaica. And it became the busiest this year because in the area where he was, there was Chinese, and they became all these big old houses, single houses, like, and dividing them all up with brown zip lines, and making little petitions inside, and you really had no idea what the hell you were doing. They were getting more for it. And they hit the place in the 605, they call them Mayday, I have no idea where I am, there's not even a window. I'm in a war, I don't know where I am. So they crack down a lot out there on that. They think they can do whatever they want. The building code is not the hurt. It's to give you a lot. That's what it is. Not the rent. The enemies are always the illegal landlords that like to play with. His enemy, that's the way he looks at it. You give me a set of guidelines. This is how it works. You can take it a lot. Go in here. How much can I get out of it? How many people can I pack into the flow? Chinese are well known for the hot, they call hot beds. Where they rent it out to like so many people, they pull two people sitting in the same bed. One day, more than the other day, one day, another day.
I remember all the time.
Sorry.
I guess it was supposed to be from the like on the corner. I remember being home to
what
you
the round one. I don't know. The high one.
Okay. You get the No, you won't.
Yeah, it's all good.
The ones that are in that kitchen, the ones like this, I want to get them out of there. It's a bit of like a tear. And you can, like, get them. I don't need them above, you know, it's all good.
Okay.
Program I go to. Yeah, once in a while you go there with everything. It's happy on 44.
Well, they're not allowed to stay in the gap.
Well, if they want
to. Sanctuary,
that's right.
Yeah. If you got it, like, the parole officers can come and check and see if they're there. And they do. They do.
Check, I'm getting another thing. Do good.
Let me know where you are.
My number while. No, congratulations.
Yeah, I can't go. Be coffee. Live entertainment. Jolly free. I'm in a jolly day like this forever. Except when you slide in the fucking out of the town.
All right, John Travolta here. Come on, you can like both. Try to let see him, bro. He's very tired, I think, right? Because he's a little bit late. Hey, hey, Kelly! Hey, watch, man, Charlie! You need it, Charlie. Where you going? Okay. I know why Jay got tired. He was up last night. Yes, I know that, but after that. There's a Frankie. So tell me that. Oh, and that's where you went. That's where you went. So what are we supposed to do with those bones?
What?
What are we supposed to do with them?
What? You want to do that?
Yes.
When he goes outside, not in the house. All those pebbles in the house, and they're like little pebbles on the floor.
Sometimes he bites them.
And he brings
mice. Mice, he said?
Yeah, mice are eating that because it's crumbs.
Well, he catches them, you know what he does. Okay. And I want to have it outside. Yes, it works well. But as well, you should go to get Dr. Molly. So,
when are you going to have to do your blood work?
I'm only going to myself. There you go. Yeah, I'm going to have to go back to it. We're going to have time zone where they can actually say to me, well, you need blood work. You know, no. That's what my social worker told me when I spoke to her last week. Tell me that. And I said, you sure? And I already got $150,
you know. How long ago was the last time you did blood work?
I could find it on my phone. Oh, that is summer wind. You like the summer wind?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you can't be making that so fucking loud.
Oh, here we go, Snow Corbin. Have a cookie. Alright. You're sorry. Summer wind. Oh,
I'm thinking I have my room painted. What do you think? I don't like your white.
I appreciate
it. I told Jay about it. No. There's only a little color. It was purple. It was white. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay up and take my shower tonight and then in the morning. You know, it's really good to wake up and smell fresh and you wake up, of course. And you go in your shower and you run around more fresh like you will
you,
and
you're
that's going better.
No, because you take too long to get ready. You don't.
I do not. I do not.
An old woman.
I'm up to about 4 o'clock in the morning.
You're not supposed to come this early. I made
arrangements for this. That's right. But that really
could. You have to pick you up during rush hour.
No, that's not my problem. Okay, as long as they get there, I don't care what they do.
It's
not an easy
problem.
If it's not
now,
but
they got to come earlier, Eugene, to get you there for that certain time.
Yeah, I didn't complain to you. I'm happy that you did come early. I understand. Yeah. I understand. I got in park there. You're here early.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
there
goes.